Hi, I couldn't help but notice, but that's an unusual necklace.
You already hit on me an hour ago.
Right, so that's a firm no. I don't believe this. I just keep striking out.
I don't get it either. I mean, you're obviously desperate. You're asking women how they want to be killed.
Well, this is great. Rachel's going to keep kissing guys until she finds the one she wants, and I'm going to die alone.
By drowning, or...
Why would he break up with me?
Oh, I don't know, sweetie.
All I ever wanted was to just love him and have him love me back. I mean, am I so unlovable?
Wow.
I know.
All right. That was Kenneth with his much too literal rendition of I Touch Myself. Coming up next, we've got Monica singing Delta Dawn.
Oh, wait. I can't sing in front of all these people.
Well, just pretend they're not even here. It's okay, Monica. Once that spotlight hits you, it's so bright, you won't see anyone anyway.
Oh, hi, I'm Monica, and I'm going to be singing Delta Dawn.
Faded rose from days gone by.
And can you totally see through her shirt?
Like an x-ray. Bad day not to wear a bra.
Take you to that mansion in the sky. She's 41 and her daddy still calls her baby.
About the advertising job? Yes, I realize it would be entry level. Oh, so would I actually have to wear the chicken suit?
Hey, I need your help.
Wow, it seems serious. What seems to be the problem, Ashley Judd?
Okay, look, I'm getting new headshots taken, all right? So I went to get my eyebrows shaped.
I'm sorry. Moment to make fun of that, please.
I may be a sissy, but I'll still pound you into the ground. All right, look, it hurts so bad I could only let her do one eyebrow, and now they don't match!
It's like a baby caterpillar chasing its mama.
You gotta help me out, okay? Look, I have a magic marker. I want you to fill in the skinny one so I don't look stupid for my pictures.
Okay, first of all, this is green. Oh.
But what the hell am I supposed to do?
All right, I will help you out, but you have to promise me you will not tell anyone what I'm about to tell you.
What?
Okay. You know how most kids get their allowance from mowing the lawn or taking out the garbage? Well, I earn mine by plucking the eyebrows of my father and his business partners.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, I guess you don't need my help, Victor Victoria.
Okay, no. I do. I need your help. But, Chandler, I don't know if I can take any more plucking. It hurts so bad.
Oh, not with my combination of ice cubes, aloe vera, and my gentle self loathing touch.
To that mansion in the sky.
I'm sorry, the song's over. Did you see me up there?
Every little bit of you.
I can't
believe I did. I can't believe I sang in front of people and they liked me. Hey, did you hear that one guy shouting, look at those tips? I mean, did I really help you get a lot of tips?
Sure.
Well, okay, Mom. Not that you didn't sound good.
Good? Didn't you hear them? I was great. Oh, thank you so much for making me do this. That is the best gift ever.
Also a good gift? Underwear.
Thank you so much for letting me do this. Public bathrooms freak me out. I can't even pee, let alone do anything else.
But what's great is you don't mind talking about it.
Amazing that I met you on the same day that Eric broke up with me, because it's like you lose a boyfriend and you get a boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
No, don't worry. This is not some rebound thing. I am totally over Eric.
Phew. Good choice, Ross.
Oh, hey. There you are. I've been looking for you everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Hello. Well, here I am.
Hey, listen, my mom is not bringing the baby back until 9 o'clock. So I was hoping you and I could have a chance to kind of talk. Somebody here?
Oh, yeah, that's Michelle.
Who?
Oh, just this woman I've been seeing.
You've been seeing someone?
Yeah, didn't I mention that? I mean, we haven't been going out too long, but there's this amazing connection between us. I mean, in fact, just before you came in, she called me her boyfriend. I thought it was a little too soon, but also, you know, it felt kind of nice.
What are you taking amoxicillin for?
How great is this? You're already comfortable enough to look through my stuff. Oh, I'm sorry, Michelle. This is my roommate, Rachel.
Hi, and I'm also Emma's mother.
Oh, who's Emma?
Oh, I told you about my daughter.
This is your daughter? Yeah, I could be your new mommy.
And done.
Oh, my God.
I didn't feel a thing. Hey, are you still looking for a job? Because you could tweeze circles around that sadistic bitch at the salon.
Thanks. You want to see what it looks like?
Yeah. Hey, they totally match. They look great. They look great. How you doing?
I think it looks pretty good. I was a little bit worried that I was uncovering a birthmark right about there, but it turned out to be a little piece of chocolate.
Huh. Well, hey, Chandler, thank you so much.
No problem.
Listen, that's a pretty girly hour we just spent. We should probably do something manly to make up for it.
Yeah.
Curl my eyelash.
Yeah.
Okay, for my next song, I think I'll sing something a little more upbeat. All right. How about the Pointer Sisters, I'm So Excited? And make it bouncy.
You'll probably take care of that on your end.
I'm sorry I'm late. You'll understand when you see Joey.
No. Honey, you're just in time. I'm about to sing another song.
Really? In front of all these people?
And they love me!
Oh, my God!
Yeah, she gives the people what they want.
All right, watch!
Tonight, we're gonna make it happen. Tonight, we'll put all other things aside. And in this time, and show me some affection.
Are those my wife's nipples?
Honey, I didn't see that before. I wouldn't have let her go up again.
I've got to stop this.
Myself around you.
Oh, who cares? They still love me.
Yeah. I'm so excited.
You touching yourself. Out.
Wow, she does that a lot.
Ross, you didn't tell me you were a doctor.
Whoa, wait a minute. You haven't even told her that you are a doctor yet? How long have you known her? Like an hour?
Actually, about an hour and a half.
I told you it wasn't long, but there's an amazing connection between us.
You feel that too? Oh, I thought that was just me.
Are you kidding?
Oh, hey, do you want to go away this weekend?
We'll see.
Okay, Ross, what's going on here? Are we just bringing strange women back to the apartment now?
I don't know. Are we just kissing guys on balconies?
What? How do you know about that?
Through the magic of sight. I was here putting our child to sleep.
Emma.
When I happened to look through the window and see you kissing a guy you've known for what, a week?
Oh, God, is that what this is all about? Did you bring her up here to get back at me?
No, actually, see, I had to pee because I can't use public bathrooms because of the duty parasites.
Okay, Michelle, it's time to go.
Well, call me.
Okay.
No, wait, you don't have my phone number.
You know what? If it's meant to be, I'll guess it. Bye-bye.
Score.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you not like her? Because I was hoping maybe we could come to one of your kissing parties on the balcony.
Oh, God. You know, I can't believe you're making such a big deal about this. It was one kiss, one guy, one time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
What about the guy from the bar?
Who?
The guy you gave your number to.
How do you know about that?
Because he called here looking for you. So don't tell me this kissing this guy from work is a one-time thing, okay? Because you've been out there in bars and on balconies for over a month now, and you don't even have the courtesy to tell me.
Why didn't I get that message?
What?
From the guy in the bar. Why didn't I get that message?
Because I folded it up and put it in my pants pocket. Do you not look there?
Ross.
I never gave it to you.
Why?
I don't know.
Oh, God, you know what? I don't... Who do you think you are? Who are you to decide what messages I should or should not get?
Who am I?
Yes!
I'm the guy who's taking care of our baby while you're out at bars meeting guys.
Oh, my God, I cannot believe you. You know, I actually came in here hoping to have a mature conversation with you about us. But I can't do that with someone who hides my messages and brings crazy women back to my apartment.
Hey, none of the same ones wanted to come back with me. That's not the point, okay? The point is, you are the one who moved on and didn't tell anyone.
Oh, God, Ross, this is just so messed up. What is wrong with us? You know, when people hear about our situation, they always ask, "What? You live together, but you're not a couple, and yet you have a baby? Isn't that weird?" And I say, no, you know what? It's not, because it works for us. But you know what? This doesn't work. In fact, this is the opposite of working.
Clearly.
And you know, we said that we would live together as long as this makes sense. And maybe this, you know, just doesn't make sense anymore.
Yeah, maybe not. So what do you want to do?
Hey.
Hi. Can Emma and I live here for a while?
God, of course.
Your eyebrows look weird.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog. Was a good friend of mine. Never understood a single word he said, but I helped him drink his wine.
So you'll just touch yourself for anything then?